If you have your Bibles with you, and there's some in the pew in front of you, if you don't have one, you take them and turn to the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, it's near the end of your Bibles. And we'll be reading this morning from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and we'll read from verses 13 to chapter 5, verse 11. First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. This is God's holy, inerrant, infallible word. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brethren, about those who are asleep, so that you will not grieve as do the rest who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Now, as to the times and the epochs, brethren, you have no need of anything to be written to you, for you yourselves know full well that the day of the Lord will come just like a thief in the night. While they are saying peace and safety, then destruction will come upon them suddenly like labor pains upon a woman with child, and they will not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day would overtake you like a thief. For you are all sons of light and sons of day. We are not of night nor of darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us be alert and sober. For those who sleep do not do their sleeping at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we are of the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we will live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build up one another, just as you also are doing. That is the word of God. May he bless it to our minds and our hearts. Now, the end of chapter 4, as we look at 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 through 5, 11, at the end of chapter 4, it looks into those who have died in the Christ. And Paul wants the Christians who are still alive not to grieve. Not to grieve. And he's saying to grieve would make us like those who are outside of Christ. To grieve about these Christians who have died would be to act like the world. But if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, that we too, when we die, our bodies, which will be in the grave, will be raised up on the last day by Christ. Those who have died in the Lord already will be raised with a shout, with a trumpet of God at the second coming of Christ. So we can take comfort from these words here, that the word of the Lord and His promises, in which He's faithful to keep His promises, at the death of our souls, we will be made perfect in holiness. And we'll immediately pass into glory, and our bodies, being still united to Christ, will rest in the graves till the resurrection. And then chapter 5, Paul talks more about the last days and specifically mentions the day of the Lord. He warns against those, perhaps us, who want to try to figure out exactly when that second coming is going to happen. People have been trying to pinpoint the day for 2,000 years or so. The latest one, maybe you've heard about the latest one, that they say he will return on May 21st of this year. I already know that that prediction is false. You should know that prediction is false because it says that only the Father knows the time when Christ will come back. And so any prediction or any person who says they know the day, they don't know. And they are lying. This day, the day of the Lord, will come like a thief in the night. He'll come unexpectedly. Destruction will come with this day, like labor pains of a woman in birth, and those who are apart from Christ will find no escape. Praise God that as Christians we are not in darkness. The day of the Lord will not overtake us like a thief. We should be prepared. We should be of sober mind and alert, looking and hoping for that day to come. We know it is coming. We don't know the day or the time, but we know it's coming. Are you ready? Encourage each other with these words, brethren, because God's people are not destined for wrath. God's people are destined for salvation through Jesus Christ, our Lord. He died for us. He took on the wrath of God for us. We deserve that wrath, and yet He took it on Himself. Whether we are alive or we are dead, beloved, it says in verse 10, we will live together with Him. That's God's Word.